pristine land. In the Western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonders. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. To majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Macarena greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
The love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt, hanging and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 help us. Guidance from above. The people got me questioning, where is the love?
Where is the love? Where is the love?
Where is the love?
It just ain't the same, always you change. New days are strange, is the world the same? If love and peace are so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I can ask myself, really what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, deny thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on. What's the truth, y'all? Come on. What's the love, y'all?
We're forgiving people dying, children hurt, pain, and crying. When you practice what you preach, but you turn the other cheek. Father, 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 touch my heart. The light is from above. People got me questioning. Where is the love?
Weight of the world on my shoulder. As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found. Now ask yourself,
where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love?
One word, we only got one word. That's all we got, one word. If something's wrong with it, something's wrong with it, something's wrong with the good world. Yeah, we only got one word. That's all we got, one word.
Jeez.
Yeah. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
But I think that I'm kind of feel the fool. But I'm thinking about the top of that anymore. Money half a tomo, yes, it helps a little. Time has to put that in, just talk a little.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
Shampoo, can't tell a miracle. While I put a cool head with you, that is the same moon.
No, no, no.
In North Sumatra, people live colorful lives. And nature continues to fascinate both the locals and visitors from all walks of life. A delightful escape. With a sense of adventure. In the hidden paradise of Sumatra. Experience the awesome nature. Understand the connection to ancient cultures, like dancing for ancestors, a colorful tradition, joyful yet also potent. Mystifying rituals. Proud people of the mountains. At the coast and in the cities. Remarkable diversity. A bustling city. A multicultural Mecca. Peaceful harmony. Incredible culinary. Astonishing wood carving. This is North Sumatra. The land. Also the people. Friendly faces and genuine warmth. Wonderful Indonesia.
Thank you. Beri sekali Discover the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the thousand islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance. And drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional crafts blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Jatuh cinta lagi setelah setahun kau pergi. Tak ku sesali cinta yang dulu sangat berarti. Dan kini aku bersama dia yang penuh canda. Kadang ku merasa kau seperti dia. Sungguh-sungguh terasa mirip denganmu. Oh, mengapa sampai bisa begitu? Seperti kamu bikin dulu melulu. Ku akui kita berdua sempat bermimpi. Tahan sehari. Dan kini aku bersama dia yang penuh canda. Kadang ku merasa kau seperti dia. Sungguh-sungguh terasa. Oh, mirip denganmu. Oh, mengapa
begitu.
Peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt. Peres is Sundanese. I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil. Minyak angin, warming oil, my lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat, pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Rancagede Sundanese Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul,
what dangerous is avoiding? So just stand still if you are going to be hit, because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve first.
Those who avoid will hurt instead.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed, but it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram sub-district, Jigasong district, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpuram, Kecamatan Jigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpuram Subdistrict, Cikasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rotten bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called Balakutak, made of layers of clothes to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heat and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said Sam Tri Pyong. So Sam Pyong is 3 beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi itu. Jadi Sam Pyong. Sam Pyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan. yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
Three beatings. That's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xeviat.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle. Because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Azikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaolinan or Xeviat games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Asikin added, Kaolinan or Xeviat changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part and underside. Only 3-beat, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is 3, pyong is beat. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and it's packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, kumpul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak and padungdung, tepak dua, all two taps means paleretan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan tarompet. Mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu. Biasanya paleredan, yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu, karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in Sampyong, there's a regulation, and at that time, people still loved Sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community.
Karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener, Aceng Hidayat, Sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up
bikin semangat,
spirit.
Bikin semangat, apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Aceng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of Sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join. If Sampyong lovers join, Malandang will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Sekali gitu. Malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get three heart beatings and how long the artist performs Sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya itu kan Malandang ya. Istilahnya
it depends on how Malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya enggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes Sampyong art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extinction, Majalengka Sampyong art, Aceng added that she would keep promoting Sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done not only by Aceng, Asikin or Mang Kiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru cities and West Java. Because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like contemporary dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with sheep agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image or fun.
Tandingkan di Pekalongan gitu di Sampyong Dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda penca, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda penca, Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya sedikit orang Majalengka. Dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan...
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have asked us towards Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because balanced art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, laughter, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Sivyard Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis, yang sering itu
dari foreign tourists come from the US, France and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe like England and Norway, but they do not come in coverage but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong in Gau at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gemah Nusantara event. We also participated in post seni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance, SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka, art vocational school, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from Asian region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regencies in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation without changing standard of sampyong art totally.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, Spotlight of the Week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRE Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRE Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia condemns massive Israeli military attack in Jenin, West Bank. President Prabowo highlights Indonesia's India's long history at state banquet. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian government strongly condemns the massive military operation carried out by Israel against Palestinians in Jenin West Bank. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs conveyed it through social media X Saturday. Indonesia considers that Israel's military operations have the potential to threaten the prospects for peace after the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Indonesia views the escalations of violence in the West Bank as revealing Israel's hidden intention to continue to undermine the territory and continue the occupation with the aim of making the illegal occupation permanent. The root cause of the conflict from the beginning is Israel's refusal to recognize the right of the Palestinian people to self-determination. For this reason, Indonesia always urges the international community to take firm action against the injustice suffered by the Palestinian people and work together.